Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Shireen, speaking
Yes.
to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the
Nice.
person you are transferring?
Yeah, you said your
Wow.
name was Sherry?
Shireen.
Shireen, I have Brian Hawkins on the line
Okay,
for
thank
Roundup.
you. You can transfer him over.
All right. Brian, I have Shireen on the line for you, sir.
Okay.
Hi, Brian. How are you today?
All right, how you doing, Shireen?
I'm doing well, thank you for asking. Again, my name is Shireen, and I will be further assisting you on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, and did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law
Yes.
firm or attorney for the specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay, thank you
Yes.
so much. And were you yourself or someone you love diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And do you know by chance know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
B cell.
Diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And then who would this be in regards of?
Me,
Oh,
Brian
okay. And
Hawkins.
how are you doing? How are you doing now?
Is in remission. I'm good.
Okay, I'm
Yeah,
happy
I'm
to hear that.
yeah.
Brian, with that being said, I'm going to try to get through this as quickly as possible. I know it's not easy to talk about, but I'm going to ask you all the required questions. A couple of them are repetitive, but just bear with me, okay?
Okay.
And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis? No? Okay. And then you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself. And what was the date that you were diagnosed?
That was, let me see, that was June, probably like the 4th week of June. Hold on, let me see. That was
So like
about
the
the
end of
third
June?
week of June. Third week of June, 2023.
Third week of June 2023. So like roughly around the 21st.
Yeah, somewhere around that time.
Okay. We'll put down the 21st. And where did you spray Roundup? Was it at home or at work?
Residential at home.
Okay. And do you have the address of where you sprayed it?
Yes.
What is that address?
12002 off OTHMAN Court for Washington, Maryland, 20744.
Okay, so I have 12002 Othman Court, Fort Washington, Maryland, zip code 20744. Okay, and is this your current address?
Yeah.
Okay, let me go ahead and put that down there. Thank you so much. And did you have any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup? No? Okay. And then how old were you when you received your diagnosis?
Was 46.
Okay. And then if you had to estimate, how many years did you spray Roundup for?
Say about 18 years,
18
like
years? Okay.
between. I had another address that I used to use that too, but
Okay.
between those two places, like,
18 years?
yeah,
And then what, do you know the other address that you sprayed it at?
2611 La Crosse Place.
Is that also in Fort Washington?
Nah, that's in Waldorf, Maryland.
Okay, so I have 2611 La Crosse Place in Waldorf, Maryland, zip code 20603. Okay, thank you so much. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more? Okay, and the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Now, this is a landline. I don't want you to use this number. The number that I do want you to attach to my account or whatever is 202-295-7670.
And is this your cell phone number?
Yeah.
Okay. And then this landline number, is this your home number?
Yeah, but I don't want you to use this
Okay.
number right here. I don't want that in.
I'm just gonna put it down as an alternate phone number, this number.
Yeah, 'cause it, yeah, okay.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so the next couple questions are going to be based off your past and present medical history. So these are all going to be yes or no's. Have
Okay,
you
look. What phone number do you have? Because I want to make sure you got the right number. Let me see.
The cell phone number
I
that I
don't
have
want.
for you is 202-295-7670.
No, I'm sorry. That's the wrong number. It's, God damn, I'm trying to do so many things at one time, man. Like,
no worries.
Shit. I'm trying to, dude, I got other things going on. Is my, it's 51, it's 240-513.
Mm-hmm. 7576. Okay. So the cell phone number that I have for you is 240-513-7576?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you remove it? I don't want the other number as a backup.
The 301?
2926936. I don't want to use that as a
backup.
Oh,
I removed that already.
All right.
Okay.
So
and then for your
number.
Okay, so
I don't want the 202 number on there either.
No, it's gone. I don't even remember it. The cell phone number that I currently have for you as your primary phone number is 240-513-7576. Is that phone with you?
Yes.
Okay, just want to make sure. Because when I do send you the documents, it'll send to that phone number, okay?
Okay.
And then I have your alternate phone number just in case we can't reach you as 301-292-6936.
I don't really want to use that number. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. It's very unlikely they'll use it. So do you want to just remove it? It's just a kind of a backup.
I get it, but.
Okay. We can remove it. That's fine. All right. So like I was saying, we're going to go over your past and present medical history. These are all going to be yes or no's, okay?
Okay.
Have you had HIV or AIDS, organ transplant, autoimmune disease, or hepatitis B or C?
No, man.
Okay. Have you had Epstein-Barr, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes?
No.
Okay. Have you had cancer requiring chemotherapy other than your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
And do you have a family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. And then, can you spell your first name for me, please?
Bryan.
And your last name?
Hawkins.
Hawkins?
Yeah.
Okay, just want to confirm. And do you have a suffix in your name, such as junior or senior?
No.
And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male.
Okay. And are you currently married?
I currently what?
Married. Hello, Brian? Hi, Brian. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Are you currently married?
No, I'm single.
Okay. And then can I get your date of birth, please?
1477.
Okay, one more time. Sorry, you're cutting out.
10-14-77.
Okay, thank you so much. And then can I get your full social security number?
213-156701.
Okay. And then can I get your height and weight?
160.
And then can I get your email, please?
B as in boy, G as in George, HAWK, the number 10, gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Okay. And how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your lymphoma?
I spoke with the doctor, and I was just basically trying the things that I was utilizing, and we put it together.
Okay, thank you so much. And when did you first become aware that your injuries may have been related to Roundup? What date?
That was May, the 4th week of May.
So like May 30th, 2023 or 2024?
That was 2023.
Okay. Okay. And if you had to estimate a number, how many times a year did you use Roundup?
All right, 3 to 4 times a month, so at least about 40 sometimes per year. So.
About 40, okay. And did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before your diagnosis?
Yeah.
Okay. And then approximately what month and year did you start spraying Roundup?
It was like 2005 or so.
And then what month?
I don't know the month, but I'm going to say probably I really don't know the exact month, but I know it's two. I mean, I'm going to say May.
May 2000?
Yeah, February 2005.
And then when did you stop spraying Roundup, the month and year?
2023, about May 2023.
Okay.
Yeah, it was.
And then did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No.
Okay. And then where did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied to?
It was to gardens, you know what I'm saying, to different areas that I got with trees and stuff like that.
Okay. And I just want to confirm, you sprayed the product in Maryland?
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty, so the next couple of questions are a little bit repetitive, so I do apologize. How was your exposure? Was it occupational, agricultural, or residential?
Yes.
Okay. And how were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
Directly.
Okay. And did you personally spray Roundup yourself? Hello, Brian, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it directly through, like, home landscaping?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You know how much longer we have?
We can get through this in about less than 10 minutes.
Damn. Get out of here. Go ahead.
Okay. And how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it all the time?
Every single time it was me.
Every time. Okay. And how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime, if you had to guess a number?
Oh, man, I ain't no telling what that. Like, I'm going to say hundreds of times. Like, probably like 900 times.
900?
I'm throwing it.
Okay.
It's something like that.
Okay. Do you get your water from a well, yes or no?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
And have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange? Hello, Brian?
No.
Okay. And then what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
Premix.
And do you remember what store you purchased it from?
Home Depot.
And do you have any receipts of your Roundup purchases? Yes or no?
Yes, I should have some.
Okay. Do you have any Roundup in your possession currently?
I may have some bottles.
Okay. But do you know for sure if you do have them?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. The attorneys do ask, if you do have it, do not destroy or tamper with it, because it will help you with your case, okay?
All right.
All right. The next 9 questions are going to be yes or no's. I'm going to try to go through them in less than 30 seconds, okay? Have you ever smoked?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
Not at the moment.
Okay. Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Yes. I mean, just put yes on all the job thing and all that, because the reason I'm saying that is because I work for myself.
Okay.
And I injured my knee right now. So that's why I said I'm not working at this exact moment. So,
okay.
You know, but yes.
Okay.
I
have
lost money.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. All right, so how many years did you smoke for?
Short period of time. I ain't really.
Okay.
Just when I was young.
Roughly how many years?
It wasn't even years. It was like a week.
Okay. I'm just going to put one because it only allows me to put a number, okay?
Well,
unless you
none,
vote.
Then.
Okay, none?
I just put...
Okay. And you said you're self-employed?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your job title?
Truck. I'm the CEO and truck driver.
CEO of a truck driving company? Hello, Brian?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And do you have an address for your company?
Same address as my home address.
Okay, so that will be 12002 Othman Court.
OTA.
Okay.
Then I work other jobs too. So would you need them number those names too?
Whichever one is your most current employer, so.
Okay, just put this one on here.
Okay. And then what were the dates that you were unable to work due to treatment?
Due to the treatment, I was in the treatment for a month. So that was from, what was that, 21 days? That was... that was from fourth week of June 2023, and I was hospitalized for 15 days, and the rest I did outpatient. So from like from June 2023 to around
For the
September
outpatient
2024.
Okay, so the outpatient in and out of the hospital was June to September?
June 2023 to September 2024.
Okay.
Where I just in and out of working and stuff.
Okay.
Complicated.
So in and out of the hospital from June 2023 to September 2024, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you said that you've been convicted of a crime. What was the crime and what year?
That was a distribution crime, and that was 2011.
2011? Okay. And then can I get the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Perry.
And where is he located?
He's at MedStar.
Maryland?
No, MedStar is in Washington, D.C. at Washington Hospital.
Okay. Dr. David J. Perry?
Yeah.
And is he the same doctor that treated you as well?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
So when you do this, can you make sure that they do not have that other number on it? I do not want no backup number.
I was the only one to fill out that information, and as soon as you told me to delete it, I deleted it.
Okay.
There's no other option for me to put it if I wanted to put a phone number for you, and you did provide me the phone number that I put down.
Okay, you just got the 240513 number.
I'm going to go through all the information momentarily once we finish this. All
right.
So just give me 1 second. And you said the Washington Medical Center?
Yes.
That's where you're diagnosed and treated?
Yeah, man. Can I call you on another number or something?
Yes. Would you be calling me right now?
Yeah. What number
okay.
should I call you?
Do you have a phone in front of you right now?
Yes.
Okay. Whenever you're ready, let me know.
Okay. I'm ready.
949?
Uh-huh.
996?
Uh-huh.
3618?